You're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. We're broadcasting live from the Peerless AV booth. Proud to be a partner with Peerless. And if you'd like to check out this podcast or anything else, you can always go back to the Infocom 2019 microsite. That's ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. I am here with Keith Frey from PureLink. Keith, really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me today.
Yeah, it's good to see you again, Gary.
So since we last talked at ISE, what is new in your life?
Yeah, well, we have some new stuff, as I would expect you would expect from us.
Absolutely.
So we are launching a few products at the show. Probably the one I want to start with is our modular matrix switch that is... That features AVB audio video bridging technology, and it supports up to 28 ports, including 1G, 10G of just about every flavor from SFP, SFP Plus, ST, SC connectors, RJ45, and so on. So it's completely configurable. Some other really important bullet points on that product is it is out of the box, ready to go. For closed AV over IP systems, there's just no configuration required other than plugging it in and plugging your cables in.
As an end user, that's what I want to hear. I just want to be able to plug it in and make it work. You know, I don't want to have to monkey with these things. I want something that just plug and play. People often talk about plug and play, but it seldom ever delivers true plug and play, you know?
Right. Well, we just actually did a demo this morning, which is quite fun. So what we do is we don't label any of our cables going into the network switch, and we allow people to come into the booth, unplug the cables, plug them back into different ports. They're free to do what they want. No cards up our sleeves. Just have at it. And it proves to them that they can literally have an AV over IP system that just simply will be up and running literally in minutes. And that's a major part of our demonstration at the show today. And I'll do a plug for our manufacturer's
Absolutely.
Training tomorrow in room W303 at 1 p.m. We're doing best practices for AV over IP design solutions. And it doesn't have to be scary. There's things you do have to know. But it's like anything, once you get your head around it, you can press the that's easy button and be successful at it. And that's how we support our integrators and partners, is providing them not just with the hardware and software products, but a full 360-degree knowledge support from design to after-sales support.
I love that. Making it easier on the integrator, the people that are having to support it. I like that you're challenging people to see if you can break it, because if you can live up to that kind of a standard, you're going to get that reliability, and it's going to be a return customer. You know,
my years in the field as an integrator, so I've spent half my life in that world. I want to touch things. You can show me cut sheets. Tell me stuff. Sales guys can tell me things, but I want to experience it. And from what I see, there's most people are like that too. So yeah. We want to give them that chance. We go, here's the gear, touch it, feel it, experience it, and that's how we win our dealer base.
Sure. Now, do you have anything else that you're announcing here at Infocom?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. So we've got some advancements in our video over IP software management program. We've got some new plugins we want people to come take a look at. Our Wallmaster plugin allows you to configure as many video walls as you have hardware for. Nobody else is doing that.
Nice.
It's an incredibly intuitive user interface, and that's another, area of pain I've learned over the years, is that you can have a great piece of gear, but if it's difficult to use, people shy away from it.
Absolutely.
And so our focus has been to make sure that it is as intuitive as you can possibly make it, because let's face it, a lot of us don't feel like reading the manual. So
yeah.
If I can make it so that you figure it out as fast as you can look at it. We find that a win. So we invite people to come look at our software packages to manage the systems. We also have, PureLink has been well known over the years for innovations and large scale cross-platform, state-of-the-art, lunatic fringe matrix switches. And so we don't fail this year. We've got the Media Axis, which is the world's only 4K 60 444 HDMI 2.0 full bitstream matrix switch that'll take anything in, anything out, 12G SDI over fiber, extenders, and even more. So I'll leave some of it for people to come take a look at. We have a line of cameras now that we carry. We decided to enter into that because of just our single point of accountability that our dealers like. That's why we started with network switches 3 years ago with the VIP Net line. So you can come to PureLink for your complete collaboration systems. We have the Eco line that we are introducing of our huddle room, conference room, collaboration systems. So that's new this year. There's a lot. I'm probably forgetting something, but that's okay.
You guys have a lot going on.
Yeah.
The one thing that I've always known about PureLink is you guys are pioneers. You're one of the ones that you're not just an early adopter. You're a pioneer. So when it comes to being first at something, that's got to be a challenge. How do you guys manage to be that far ahead of the curve?
We do our homework. We listen to our customers. We look at the trends, the technology trends, and we look at the problems. We don't just go out and show our product. We talk to every engineer, every sales guy, every designer, every installer, and say where can things improve for you guys. And when we start to get that kind of feedback, we get a good lay of the land. And we pay attention to you always gotta look at your competitors, what they're doing, and just in general what technology is doing.
Sure.
Yeah.
And AV over IP, it's been talked about for a while. But right now, you'd be hard-pressed to walk into any booth here on the floor and find somebody that isn't talking about AV over IP. It is the buzz right now. But you guys have been doing it for a while. And when it comes to these specialized devices and being able to talk over there, there's a lot of people that will say they were the first. But they're probably the first with their version of it. Being that pioneer, you guys have been doing this for a while.
Yes, we've been doing it for quite a long time. And the fact of the matter is you can't replace experience.
Yeah.
It's invaluable. We've been through what a lot of companies are probably just going through or about to go through. We've been there through a lot of the changes in technologies over the years. And so that's an important element that we bring to our dealers is the know-how and the knowledge. And then we put the cap on it with making this as simple as possible. And I try to be careful how I say that because it is AV over IP. But as you start to provide the AV integrators all the tools possible to deal with the IP side, and also to understand that we're now working with another industry, the IT industry.
Yeah.
We have to make
friends. It's all one and the same now.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got to get along and understand each other's needs and work together. And the fact is that video is exponentially increasing. I mean, imagine the video sources we had 10 years ago versus today.
Absolutely.
I mean,
it's
your
so
phone
different.
Is a video streaming source.
Yes.
And the analysis of trends are we're just going to have more streams, more sources, and we have to be thoughtful about how we load networks.
Yeah.
Because there are some people who are little hesitant to have the AV guy come over and take over their network, but
I just had a meeting a couple weeks ago with the head of networking at the University of North Carolina. We're in the process of redesigning our AV workflow, and we want an AV LAN. And it's one of those areas where we have to be partners in this. They want a rock solid network, and I want a rock solid AV experience. And we need to learn how to coexist. And the first step in that is to sit down and have that conversation and realize that we both actually have the same end goal.
That's absolutely right, and it can be done.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of looking at the situation 360 degrees.
Yeah, like you mentioned, we're not the AV department and the IT department. We actually are under the same umbrella. It is very much a merged world now.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Keith, it's been a pleasure talking to you as always. I really appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, thank you. And let me plug our happy hour tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
I don't actually know the exact time. It's around 2:30 or 3, but that just gives you more reason to stop by our booth.
Yeah, I'll make sure to take my break around then.
It was 1674, and we're doing some giveaways and things like that. And I think for people who haven't experienced, the PureLink experience, stop by, and you'll find that, we are very sensitive and interested in being a partner in success, and we'll do everything a manufacturer can do to make that happen for our partners and dealers.
Excellent. Yeah. So if we don't have the luxury of being here at InfoComm and coming by your booth, where can people go to find out about PureLink and all your other products?
Yeah, well, purelinkav.com is our website. Of course, Rave republishes our press releases. We just put one out on the modular media switch that Gary K just put out on your own website. So Rave is good.
Absolutely.
And purelinkav.com. And we'd love to hear from anybody. We'd love to help you succeed.
Absolutely. So much for doing all this.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, Gary, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. So that does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. If you'd like to listen to more podcasts like this or check out any of our other coverage of InfoComm, just check us out at ravepubs.com/InfoComm2019. And then if you happen to be here in sunny Orlando, Florida, come by the Peerless AV booth. That's booth number 3429. We'd love to see you.